brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the third and final hour of this Friday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got Steve Quayle riding the shotgun with us. Your calls coming up, a lot of calls in this hour. Then I want to get into other stories with Steve, like the one out of Reuters where the 25-year-old computer programmer engineer graduate loses her job. She goes for unemployment. And they say, if you don't take a job as a prostitute, which is now legal in Germany, we're going to take you off your unemployment. So many facets to that story alone, to give you an idea of where this world's going. We'll be discussing that and just a dozen other important issues. We're about to go to your calls. In fact, Steve, I want to ask you to hold off on the mousepox, because I want to get into mousepox and what it is and why it's so serious after we take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Steve, you talked about on your show one night this week that Vice President Cheney said that they can't be responsible if Israel attacks Iran. And I heard Condoleezza Rice a couple of hours ago on the CNN radio report, and she said that her master, Lord Bush, has not ruled out military action against Iran. So it seems like Iran is in their crosshairs, and Russia has a defense treaty with Iran. Do you think that this might be the beginning of some major Armageddon?
And I would add the addendum or caveat to that, that our government and others have been caught arming Iran, so they give them the weapon, and then meanwhile Pakistan's giving nukes to North Korea and others, but that's okay. And that's a teetering regime. Steve?
Well, I think that the caller is bringing out a good point now. One of the strangest things that people have got to understand is there are reports coming out of Russia as of yesterday that a lot of the Russian high command has been flowing out of Moscow and the surrounding cities and flowing to their doomsday bunkers in the Ural. Now, that's coming from a Russian source, Alex, and so it's not just gossip. I think given the fact that the double talk in Iran, I mean, on Drudge, they're talking about Iran. Condoleezza Rice is saying there are diplomatic ways to take on Iran. Let me share this with you. This is, in my opinion, the start of World War III, and I don't believe anything they say. They're arming. Russia will come to the aid of Iran. China's already encircled the United States. One of their prime ministers has been going through the Caribbean. So I can say this, that when it starts, this is what I tell people. I don't care what they think of Israel. I don't care what they think of anything. What they've got to understand is when the shooting starts with Iran, I mean, it's World War III time, and Russia will come to the aid. Listen, Russia has determined, and in their weapons proliferation and all their weapons plans. Look, Alex, you and I were talking about this whole thing, that the setup in the Middle East, when the Russians were in there pulling out their advisors and pulling out all their secret files and everything out of the Iraqi intelligence. I mean, this whole thing is set up. It's set up by the New World Order, the Illuminists, to basically destroy the Phoenix and then bring up the resurrected Phoenix out of the ashes. That's what we're seeing. You put it all together. And I got to tell you something. I think, Alex, it's not chance that you and I have been doing so many shows together. And thank you so much for coming on my show and allowing me the ability to come on your show. But it's because it's like God wants to give people, I believe, a double dose of reality, because maybe a single dose isn't getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
well, I appreciate those kind words. Anything else quickly, Ken?
So, Steve, you really think Russia will confront the U.S. directly if an attack on Iran occurs?
Absolutely. I can tell you point blank they're going to do it, and they're going to do it on multi-fronts. And the deal is they will use the cover of a lot of the natural disasters, which I believe are being attenuated. So, you know, as the volcanoes on the coast start to go off, meaning the north coast of California, the big earthquakes coming that, you know, I'm talking about, I think that's the time. I see this as very, very close.
Thanks, guys. Take
care. All right, thanks for the call. And Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 said they've got these seismic weapons. I mean, it's hard to believe, but they say they've got them. We'll be right back with more of your calls, get into a whole area of information we haven't covered yet.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Police state that we're facing, and then we're going to go to some of your calls and get into mousepox later. Steve, a few weeks ago I was on your program, and we were reading an AP article out of California where they paid thousands of dollars to have a career specialist come to the middle school and teach them how to be psychics to make money and to teach them how to be topless bar dancers and basically prostitutes. That's what a lot of those women do on the side. And then when the school got caught doing it, the whole school district, they didn't apologize. They said, yeah, we're doing this. It's a good job. Well, now in Germany, if you're a computer programmer, an automaker, you know, whatever, auto factory worker, you lose your job and you go into the unemployment office, you say, I'll take any job. They come back and say, well, you've got to take a job as a prostitute, having sex with 10 men a day, or you don't get any welfare. You don't get any unemployment. We're going to take you off your unemployment. And that's similar, you know, to our workers' compensation. But now they're saying, well, there is no morals. And so because there is no morals, we dictate you've got to go have sex with 10 men a day. I mean, that was in the mainstream news. Like, it's normal. And that's where all of this goes, where people that go protest in Philadelphia in a designated protest zone praying are going to get 47 years in prison. And at the same time, women are told, you've got to go be a prostitute, and that's feminism. That's the new freedom. I mean, when it's totally unnatural, when it's very destructive to women, where they could catch a disease that could kill them, I mean, just imagine the military's going to these bathrooms where the men and women are in the same bathrooms. They're making us do all these unnatural, destructive things. Talk about social engineering. It's getting to be amazing.
Also, it's the ultimate affront on God. See, here's what it ultimately boils down to, is that if, with what we're seeing in the United States, what you're reporting in Germany, the bottom line is the state is saying, we own you, and if you're going to take our benefits, you're going to basically sing the song we want you to sing.
And they can engineer the economy however they want, where people are going to have to, quote, go into these service jobs. And for most young women today, good-looking ones, they'll tell you, you know, the job opportunity is a topless dancer. Well, next is you got to be a whore.
Well, absolutely. And if that's applied to women, what do they do with men? Turn them into, you know, what, Chippendale dancers? You know, Alex, there is no end to this. And that's something the Apostle Paul talked about, men who are inventors of evil things. And this is the thing. Just when you think you become astonished enough that nothing would surprise you, there's a whole new level of astonishment.
And this is official. The German government taxes it and regulates it, and basically they've become the pimp forcing women into prostitution. We're talking college-degreed, she's actually a software engineer, real good-looking, and they told her. They said, you're good-looking. She said, look, I'll take a job as a waitress. I'll take a job doing anything. I'll take a job, you know, cleaning stuff up at the park. They said, no. They said, our database has been hit. People look at their photo, everything on the government database, and this local pimp wants you for his brothel, and we're taking you off your unemployment right now. You've got to take the job as a prostitute, and you got to serve 10 men a day.
Well, and what's different than that from the Nazi regime when Hitler would do the same thing? He'd take the young, good-looking girls, wouldn't he? He'd mix them up with the young, good-looking men to produce the new race, and obviously so many of the young German maidens were basically put into servicing the different military officials. See, what it is, and you called it right, what happens, it's one thing when an individual's a pimp, it's another thing when a whole country becomes a pimp. And this is exactly the spirit of the age. Look, the whoredom that's out there, when I say whoredom, it's going to become so bad that, Alex, there was a story I'm sure you saw the other day, where now they're trying to get little 10 to 12-year-olds to dress like whores. I mean, you know, this is such a sad, sad thing.
Well, yeah, that's the style, and I've read articles, mainstream news, where the big industries say, we're trying to sexualize your 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds.
Absolutely.
Again, that obsession with destroying innocence.
Well, and see, that's the thing the devil hates. That's why children are sacrificed in the womb and are being sacrificed outside of the womb. And this is something that you've and I use this, you have pointed out continually over and over, that people have got to understand that all the children that disappear, all of the rise in the dark occultic sacrifices, they want the blood of innocence. You see, this is what we're seeing, folks. When you won't speak out about it, you know, 10 years ago, now you're going to deal with it, and God forbid that it's someone's grandson or granddaughter, or worse, son or daughter they have sacrificed on the altar of the occult New World Order. And listen, Alex, these guys are bloodthirsty. They're not happy. Look, they can't. They're thrilled when you know, multiple hundreds of thousands of people die. And behind the scenes, this is something that most people don't understand. World War III is being offered to Satan as the ultimate blood sacrifice, and people don't see it.
Well, a lot of abortionists have gone public. I mean, imagine somebody who could sit there butchering 8-month-old babies all day long. Many of them will tell you, and it's been on record, that these are really sacrifices.
Absolutely. And there was a book written called The Sacrament of Abortion, and I'm paraphrasing now, but basically said the Christians just don't get it. This is our sacrifice to our God of their children. And they were talking about Satan.
And then what do our leaders worship when they go to the Bohemian Grove? They have re-inaugurated, brought back in Moloch.
Absolutely. And you did such a great job, and I mean that, of telling people, look, there's no, it doesn't take a time machine to jump from Moloch worship in the Old Testament and the sacrifice of children by the hands of the Philistines to the Bohemian Grove, and the illustration that they're getting across is it's coming back again, folks. So when, you know, we talk about, Alex, the prison camps, the termination camps, the execution centers, they don't just take the little kids. Oh, they'll use the ones sexually they want to use, but then they kill them too. And this is why my heart breaks. Look, my heart breaks because of wanton denial, stupidity, apathy, and indifference. Not at the world. Hey, you got guys that listen to you and I that know we're telling the truth that absolutely are not Christians. Meanwhile, the Christians are the ones that send me the email, oh, we're out of here, don't worry about it. And my answer is, what have you ever done to stop one child or one innocent person from being murdered, butchered, sacrificed, you know?
And normally, well, I want to go to calls for Howard and Ian and everybody else that's patiently holding. But before we do that, just briefly, Schwarzenegger, the prototype Nietzsche beast man, all of his films, The Running Man, Predator, The Terminator, it's all this image. And now they admit the Kennedy biographer's coming out with a book authorized by Arnold, his, quote, secret plan to get into the White House, Bush Sr. saying accept it. You know, they want him because of that figurehead image that he brings to the table. Your comments about Schwarzenegger.
Well, first of all, to my knowledge, you and I were the only two guys when he was running for governor that stated even before he was elected that he was going to run for the president. When he was seen with Baron Rothschild, with Warren Buffett in the garden at Rothschild's private estate, I went on the record, Alex, and stated, they're not grooming him for the governorship, they're grooming him for the presidency. And I said, isn't it interesting that the man who played the in the movie The End of Days and The Terminator, in my opinion, may very well out.
And the sixth day about life extension and cloning.
Absolutely. And what was it? One of the movies, the science fiction movies, even said that Arnold Schwarzenegger had become president. What was it? The Running Man or something, you know? There was a movie, a science fiction.
Demolition Man.
Demolition. Forgive me, and I stand corrected. Demolition Man. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is all planned. And when you read some of Arnold's writing, understanding who his father was, understanding all this stuff, look, the man is an amazing orator, as most people that watch the Republican convention would attest. But the point is, there is a sinister aspect behind him. And again, Alex, to my knowledge, you and I were the only two guys that claimed. And you know, people say, oh, you're never right. They say that to me all the time. I said, oh, yeah? Well, who else said it before it happened, you know? So the point that I'm trying to get across is that, look, he embodies the very entity that we're talking about, whether it's genetic Armageddon, whether it's genetic manipulation, nanotechnology.
No, he's the product of an authorized SS breeding program. That's admitted.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the deal is that do you really think it's going to be too tough when the devil comes along and says you can have all the power you've ever wanted, you can have everything you've ever...
Well, people don't believe that they're going to do this. They're going to pull some scam. He's going to save people from a terrorist attack. You watch, and that's how this is going to go down. Let's take another call here. Who's up next? Howard, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
California.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I have a question for your guest. Do you think the rapture will actually take place before all this goes down, or do you think that's just they try to sell that rapture as a myth of the Christians that it's not really going to happen?
Well, I first of all, I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. I don't make it, the point of fellowship with other Christians. But I believe, and, you know, that's a multi-houred argument. I believe that...
Regardless, we've got to stand up and fight evil.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I believe because of the Left Behind series and embracing that whole thought, the Christians have stood down and accepted evil as opposed to rising up and fighting evil.
Well, no matter how long we're here, rapture or not, we still have to stand up against it.
Absolutely.
It reminds me, listen to you the whole time you're on and this whole subject matter, it reminds me of a song lyric, and it goes, when they said repent, I wonder what they meant. And, it's kind of like that ignorance, chosen ignorance to it all.
Well, it's simple. God gave us rules to have a healthy, happy society. We're going in the opposite direction, and hell on earth is manifesting itself.
Absolutely, and what your guest or the caller is saying right now, Alex, is the word repent doesn't have any meaning because most Christians don't believe they need to repent of anything.
All right, thank you for the call. We'll talk to Ian and everybody else when we get back, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into genetically engineered super weapons the stuff that's admitted out there that makes Ebola look like, some nutritious butter spread. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
It's not changing for the better. A new dark age, a technocracy of control, is enveloping us, an iron curtain of propaganda and scientifically crafted mass mind control is being engaged in against the population. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Canada. Ian, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is Ian from Ontario, and I corresponded with, or at least sent, material to Steve. I listen to him all the time, and I'm so glad you guys have got together, because Steve fills in that supernatural understanding, which gives so much more meaning to what's going on with these events today. But
well, I know we have a lot of people who don't believe in God who are listening but are concerned about the New World Order, and I'll just tell them again, the elite do believe in this. This is real. This is a real area of study, even if you don't believe in God. I do. But even if you don't, the elite believe in this. They're following this template. Go ahead.
Well, of course, I phoned you about this before. You know, we're going crazy up here with this gas giant Jupiter of the great big lies in the celestial big lie heaven, and that's same-sex marriage, which is, from the occult point of view, I think it's the unwitting recruitment of a whole population in satanic sexual ritual. But
well, the elite don't want us producing. They want to stop the population from reproducing, so that's one of their big reasons for promoting it. Steve?
Oh, absolutely. That's the point I was going to bring up. If you're going to do away with everything that relates to human kind and humanity and male and female producing in the image of God and likeness of God, our children, they have to stop that. And interestingly enough, Alex, for what it's worth, that whole homosexuality thing started with fallen angels, whether people believe it or not. It's things that I try and tell people. If you understand the root of evil, then you can figure out the fruit of evil. But the bottom line is what you just said. Also, as you know, it's the way to test. I wish the gay people in this country would realize they're being used as guinea pigs to introduce some of these new biological...
Well, the first place they introduced AIDS was blacks in Africa and gay men in New York.
Absolutely. So they're the guinea pigs, but they become the guinea pig executioners, and that's exactly... It's all about population control. Everything that is going on in Canada, obviously Canada, is the test for that, and that doesn't bode well for Canada. You look at Canada's total population, you understand it's easier to get rid of the few millions that are in Canada as opposed to ultimately getting ready.
Well, and the West is dying. The West is dying at about 3% a year, and the third world populations, despite all the globalist extermination programs, are exploding. Thanks for the call,
Alex.
Ian. Yeah, go ahead.
May I just say one thing in closing to Steve, who I talk to my neighbors about like he's a brother. But Steve, last week you said we've got to stop arguing about eschatological interpretation. Like Stan Dale, your wonderful colleague, I accept or hold the pre-trib biblical interpretation. That doesn't mean I'm ready to sign over to the Antichrist. There are a lot of false Christians and false congregations out there who may accept the rapture. They'll accept any doctrine.
But again, so you want to have this debate. Listen, I appreciate your call. But who's up next after that? Lenny in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Yeah, I got a couple of things real quick, and then I got the phone. I was listening to one of the callers earlier, and it reminded me of something that happened back when the whole Abu Ghraib thing broke. I was in a lecture, and it was a genetics class. And before the class started, a professor showed us, like, a bunch of the photos, you know, the torture photos, some of the ones you did see, and then a lot of the ones you didn't see. And, like, I'm not kind of implying any racial thing here, but as only black person in class, I found it weird when almost all of the students were like, "Oh, why'd you show us that? That was stupid. That was pointless." But he told us that we should contact a local human rights organization or whatever and complain about what they were doing to the Iraqis over there.
Well, you're talking about the caller in the first hour who was in his job, and they were looking at dead pictures of Iraqi children
blown
in half, and the people are like, "Good, kill those animals." And see, this is part of the searing of the conscience or the hardening of the heart. That's why they create these wars, is to harden our hearts. Steve, comments?
Well, absolutely. I can't say it better than you did, Alex. And the deal is that they, not only do they harden our hearts, but they get us used to this stuff. See, again, it's all psychological profiling and conditioning. And the bottom line is, it's just like torture. When you were on my show, again, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, you nailed the essence of torture. Now what do we have? We've got a new attorney general that is the one that wrote the memorandum on it, and now we've got a Department of Homeland Security who also wrote, I mean, people better get realizing what they're stating. They're not saying it's going to be for torture over there, it's going to be for torture over here.
All right, we'll be back with more of your calls, more news, more info. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go back to your calls and to talk more with Steve Quayle and cover some other news. Before we do that, I have made 11 documentary films. I do a weekly TV program. I have written a book, published another book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos. And if you go to prisonplanet.tv, it's 15 cents a day. If you get a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day. If you get a monthly subscription, get a trial monthly subscription. See how you like it. You get my weekly TV show, all the films, books, a bunch of other great films. We've been authorized to post there. Prisonplanet.tv, it's all documented. It's all publicly admitted, but it's all put there in one place for you, prisonplanet.tv. Of course, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've got hours and hours and hours of free video and audio clips and news articles and government documents. But for exclusive access to all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out today. Also, if you want hard copies of the 11 films I've made or any of the other great books and videos that I carry, they're available through InfoWars.com on the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I just take three or four minutes from Road to Tyranny. We show how the government bombed the first World Trade Center, cooked the bomb, trained the driver. Another 3 or 4 minutes of the 2.5 hour on VHS, 3 hour on DVD, just under 3 hours. We spend 3 minutes with a fireman shooting video of a FEMA director, sub-director, training him that all Christians and all founding fathers are bad and gun owners are all enemies and homeschoolers are all terrorists. You know, that's just a few minutes from that film. Now it's been in mainstream news. They do these drills that are basically mind control with hundreds of elementary students where they pour fake blood on them and have men in guns run around and scream at them. Then they tell them, this is what the homeschoolers are going to do to you. I mean, folks, that's Soviet mind control. That's even worse. Well, we show the documents, the video in this film. Now it's been in the news a lot more. I mean, just the craziness of these videos, just the thing after thing, all this incredible stuff, one punch after another, left, right, people see these videos and they wake up in droves. 90% of those that will sit down and watch the films like Road to Tyranny are waking up. So call and get them. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or as I said, for those online, instant access at prisonplanet.tv. And you can download copies, burn copies right there, print off copies of my book, Paul Watson's book, share them with people, just get it out to the population. The globalists know their time is short. They're moving fast. Our time is short to warn people about their system coming to full-born global fruition. I want to take just a few more calls, and then I want to get into mousepox, the super weaponized smallpox with Steve Quayle, and cover some other news. Finishing up what you were saying, what Lenny from Texas, you're in class and what, people just didn't want to hear about the torture. They just wanted to kind of stick their heads in the sand. Well, that's better than saying it's a great thing. Let's torture more of them. Lord Limbaugh has said, final comments.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to say was about, there's one thing, I was on your site and something really brought this whole New World Order thing home to me. I'm not exactly sure this is true, but I saw where we have a poll where a significant number of black Americans suspect that, you know, the HIV was man-made. And then you had your flashback article that said AIDS is man-made. I did some further research on because the kind of stuff was pretty, you know, jaw-dropping. And I saw sites claiming that stuff from like Ebola to SARS, even West Nile, was possibly man-made.
Okay, absolutely. Let me and Steve comment on that. That's a great segue into mousepox. We have the late 1970s, 79, congressional funding to create an autoimmune virus. We have the documents from the 50s. From 56, where the Australians had already made it, and we're talking about putting it in free food shipments to Asia. We caught the UN adding female hormones to tetanus shots in programs just for Latin American, African, and Asian women, because it wouldn't hurt a man. It then sterilizes them. We've caught them. We have the documents. It's not debatable. Steve Quayle?
Well, yeah, and one of the things that people got to understand, Alex, and is that the race-specific or genetic marker-specific bioweapons have been developed for literally 30 years.
Well, our government protected Joseph Mengele to get all his secrets.
Absolutely.
That just came out in Reuters yesterday. Of course, we told them 10 years ago, Steve, but Reuters yesterday.
Well, you know, and again, I said the other day, Alex, that the boys from Brazil are active, and, I mean, you know, Hitler's children are out there. And I think that when you're dealing with mousepox, real quick, and by the way, everyone, Alex is going to be on with me tonight on my radio show, so we can carry on anything we can't get to during this show. And Alex, it's your call whether you want to do 1 or 2 hours tonight, but the point I'm trying to get across is if we run out of time, mousepox, I want to get back to this. The reason why the story came out in National Geographic about putting human brain, actually neurons, into mice is because they are working right now, and I'm told they have achieved it, that once they've got the last wall torn down, then they've got their biological weapon that the New World Order has spent trillions of dollars to develop. That
we're talking 100% kill rate.
Yes. And see, that's why Jesus, you know, everybody wants to quote everybody else, but Jesus said if the days weren't shortened, that means literally if he didn't move supernaturally, there wouldn't be anybody left on Earth except these technologically decadent, devil-worshipping New World Order people.
Well, let's go over the mousepox, and this feeds into the. It's over 100, but confirmed murders, 48 microbiologists. I want to go over this for people that just joined us. Now, this is fact, okay? 2.5 years ago, Sydney Morning Herald, all the big papers in Australia, the Australian government released online the recipe of how to take what mousepox did, they found was 98% lethal in rodents, how to take it and how to introduce it into any mammal and then create the bioweapon from that that kills 98% with tweaking. We're talking 100%, but there's always a few who are immune to anything. So we're talking high 90s. They then released how to do it through the university government website. Now, they do this over and over again. You know, it's like Russia letting these nukes go. That way when the government, the global government itself does it, detonates them, they can then blame it on somebody and invade them and then have a plausible deniability. Now, the 48 microbiologists that are dying, they're experts in treating this, or they were experts in detecting it, or they were the experts who helped develop it. And, again, you can type this in, Washington Post, folks. A lot of the microbiologists that are being killed by in a satanic ritual. One of the first, 4 years ago? Had his heart and guts cut out and a pentagram carved on his back.
Yeah, Dr. Schwartz.
Yes, Dr. Schwartz. Top bioweapons experts. Others, most of them are being stabbed to death, and then the police like to keep this secret, but later it leaks out, having weird symbols carved on them. Or in the case in Houston a few months ago, a car jumps the curb in the university at 50, in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, runs over them, backs back over the body. People are being, in Missouri a few weeks ago, top bioweapons guy, stabbed to death, put in his car, the car burned. What's going on here, Steve?
Well, first of all, again, you've laid it out, Alex, very correctly. By the way, it's up to 55, and the list will be updated on my website. 55 now, counting the young genius-level student that was just murdered, a Vietnamese microbiologist. I was contacted, Alex, by one of the widows of one of these scientists, who said my husband did not commit suicide. You know, Dr. David Kelly, the head of the...
Bioport.
Ministry of Defense. In other words, head of Great Britain's biodevelopment, bioweapons development.
He told colleagues, they're going to kill me.
Right.
And then they kill him, and they go, oh, it's suicide.
Yeah, the Hutton Report. Well, let me share this with you. The minute he disappeared, I said he was murdered, okay? The minute he disappeared, and the minute they came out with that, I said, look, they're covering up. It's just like Vladimir Poshnik, the guy that defected to Britain, who, by the way, was friends with Dr. David Kelly. He's the one that succeeded in micro-pulverizing some of the things like anthrax. And, I mean, he gets whacked, too. All these people, you know, it's something I get hundreds of emails. People say, well, why would anybody kill all these guys? Because they're either associated with bioweapons development, they either knew their colleagues who were, they either worked on it in the past, or
the key is they can identify who did it.
You got it. That's it in a nutshell.
Anybody that can say this was made at XYZ laboratory is being killed.
You got it, and it's not going to stop. And I tell people this. I said, look, when I first broke this story, okay, people just poo-pooed it. They said, well, in any given population of 6 billion people, 44 biologists. These aren't 44 biologists. These are the world's premier, preeminent biological weapons designers, or the guys that...
Well, they're being murdered mafia style.
Absolutely. And Alex, it's astonishing. You know, guys with their hands tied behind their back and they're hung, and they said, yeah, they kill themselves, you know? Or people run over, like gentleman in Texas. He was one of the lead researchers on Norwalk-like viruses. Do you know why all the cruise ships are breaking out in a Norwalk-like virus? When anybody sees Norwalk-like or any anthrax-like, the word like is a giveaway. That's a genetically altered and created pathogen. The reason they put them on ships at sea, because if some of their experiments go wacky, guess what? They can sink or incinerate the ship. Now, Norwalk is coming onto the continent. It's breaking out now, not just on ships. It's on,
And people all over are dying of infections in hospitals that were just fine, flesh-eating bacteria everywhere, and they keep it real quiet.
Absolutely. Necrotizing fasciitis. You know, Staphylococcus aureus, all these big words are basically saying they have contempt for humanity, and God loves humanity, and therein lies the battle. The devil's out to destroy every last woman and child, man, woman, and child, and he's using his political and religious organization, New World Order. So when these people are out worshiping Moloch and all the other things that your film has detailed, they've got to understand the end product of all this stuff is utter destruction. And I got to tell you something, Alex. It's astonishing to me that people let this mousepox thing just ride. You understand? This is the ultimate Pandora's box. Now it's loose. Now it's, I mean, people
it's
are making
it's a formula to make a almost total kill rate of virus with any mammal. Let's talk to Dr. William Deagle, who just called in, who worked in some of these programs. Dr. Deagle, how you doing?
Excellent, especially after hearing the amazing dialogue between Steve and yourself. I want to make a couple of comments. As a medical doctor, I was trained actually in infectious disease before I went into medicine. And the guy that I trained under, Dr. Roger Brown, was actually working at the Rutgers campus Class 4 installation for the U.S. government. 71, they actually had a recombinant T virus that could paralyze you and make you suffocate. And the virus got out of containment on the one day in 10 years he was sick, and it killed all his colleagues. They locked the building down and incinerated all of his colleagues.
They just had a bio release in a Boston bio lab and kept that real quiet.
They keep on saying they're doing defensive testing, but they've developed unbelievable weapons. In March of 1997, I spoke about genetic engineering and Zurich, Switzerland at Human Life International. And after 2 hours of me speaking, the board asked me to sit down in front of their panel of experts, and they gave me 6 inches of documents of the World Health Organization and the United Nations secret laboratories to release plagues to kill 85 to 90% of the world population, and that's a fact.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Tu, for sharing that.
I wanted to share one other thing, and this goes back to Scripture. It's Daniel chapter 3, verse 43, and it says, and I'm going to read the King James, "And whereas thou sawest iron mired with mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." And the genetic engineering went on before Noah, and it's going on right now. And the abominations in labs like underground in Colorado were moved from Area 51. I know because I took care of people who actually worked in these facilities and saw the abomination.
Well, and doctor, let me just add to this, because some of those individuals that saw the abominations, and literally they were abominations, I've seen grown men cry.
Oh, they did.
They break down because
this was a Hearn Delta Force gentleman who actually was a computer engineer, went to one of these facilities underground.
Yep.
And he came back, and literally for months, all he could do when he talked about it was start crying.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the stories that are out there, and from Delta Force and from the guys who go in and fight these entities, you know, when they get out of hand. See, that's, Alex, that's a fascinating story, because anything that is out of control is always sanitized, and it doesn't matter. They kill everybody to cover it up, just like the biolab incidents.
Well, everything I've been told in last year, this so-called SARS that was released,
yep.
I have a friend that worked at Fort Detrick, and just last year he told me that this was a race-specific virus to kill Asians. And he said that they're about to release something that's going to kill hundreds of millions this year or next.
Well, one of the top Russian bioweapons specialists said he's worried about this weaponized flu. What do you think, it could kill a billion? That was in Reuters. And then, 4 years ago, Steve, they went and dug up a dead whaler, an obese whaler, who was frozen in the permafrost and got the Spanish flu out of his lungs, and then now the alert comes out, this could reemerge?
Right.
They're actually recombining it with other viruses to see if they can weaponize it by looking at what's called the changes in the receptor locking mechanism onto the human cells. And they're actually doing these experiments against a lot of scientists saying, don't do this, it's dangerous. Just like they're doing experiments on smallpox. And they've actually tried to recombine a form of smallpox, these scientists. And in the first half of the 20th century alone, it killed 300 million. That's a fact. That's a historical fact.
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, I've had the CEO on from upstate New York, where we're on the radio, who owns the company guarded by the military with the spider goats. I mean, this stuff's real. People are in such denial. Thanks for the call, Leonard Deagle. A great guy we've had on as a guest before. Steve, I've had people walk up to me One guy, when I was getting a pizza, I was picking a pizza up, and he walked up and he said, "You're a liar. There's no such thing as cross species." And I said, "Man, just type spider goat into a search engine, AP, Reuters, CBS News." I said, "Yeah, it's real. It's old. It's a decade old." And he said, "No, I had biology." And I said, "When did you have biology?" 1973.
Right.
It's just they're in denial with stuff that's already admitted.
When people deny that and they say there is no cross species, I tell them they're suffering from intellectual feces because they don't do their homework. You know, Alex, I'm obviously, as you know, not a pacifist. And the thing is that it's like even when I deal with some, PhDs in molecular biology, look, if they're not prominent in their field, they either will, if they are prominent, they'll either lie or say they can't talk about it. But when we're talking about the 55, and now the number is 55, Alex, 55 dead scientists, world class, we're talking the premier, the creme de la creme.
It's unbelievable. We'll take a few more calls on the other side of this quick break with our guest, Steve Quayle. His website, stevequayle.com. We'll spell that out for you on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget the website, prisonplanet.tv. They're building the Prison Planet so they can have an orderly extermination.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, Joseph Kennedy Jr., the big brother of JFK, died over Germany flying a fighter aircraft piloting two separate remote control B-17s loaded with explosives. We had our own cruise missiles. It wasn't just the Germans. But still, and since 1958, NORA has been remote controlling aircraft for target practice. But still, people call me and email me and say it doesn't exist. You can't remote control planes. Well, by 2010, half the Air Force is going to be drone. By 2010, they plan to have over 5,000 combat mechs or robots in combat. And they're already sending a bunch to Iraq. And, you know, this is out of Associated Press. People are, like, behind the curve for where we are, the things that are happening. And I've got an article here out of the CBC where they pulled over the wrong guy. They pulled over a cop, and it was American State Police from Austin in Canada as part of, quote, an exchange program. Well, yeah, this is happening. It's been on local news that foreign police are coming to Austin. Our police are this is world government. This is happening. And just, you know, all of this stuff. We're about to talk to Stanford, New Jersey, the last caller we have time to take. But comments on what I was just talking about, Steve.
Well, the bottom line is that I tell people if they deny, they die. And, you know, contrary to evidence, I think I finally figured it out, Alex, after a decade of this stuff, is people don't want to admit what you're saying is true or what I'm telling them is true because it's too painful. And also, they've gotten accustomed to the matrix. They've gotten accustomed to living in the world of denial. So I say, fine, I won't argue anymore. You want to deny it, you'll die.
Well, the elite won't have a problem when they've got robotic remote control forces to do their dirty work. Just a few people will be able to wage war, something new in history. Let's go ahead now and talk to Stanford in New Jersey. Go ahead, sir.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. First of all, I want you to know that you're right about everything you're saying. All these things are going on. Unfortunately for the church, they've been lulled into thinking that there's something going to happen called a rapture, which actually is something alive from the devil, who's getting us to, Christians just to lay around and not do anything. They got their bags packed like they're going somewhere when they should be preparing for battle, is what's really going on.
Now, well, regardless, we've got a job to fight evil and to stand up and fight corruption. I've heard this. Praise God they're pushing microchips. That means we'll be out of here soon.
Listen,
they're not even out warning people not to take it.
Right, that's right. Listen, brother, let me give you some good encourage. And the Lord loves you, and I love you. I just started listening to you a couple weeks ago. Listen, and you've confirmed things that I've seen in a vision for 30 years. Let me tell you, what you're forgetting, this nation, if you read the Bible close, is that place prepared in the desert for that woman? Now, who are the women? There are two women. The one that's riding on the beast is not the Catholic Church. It's Israel. The other one is the church. And what everybody keeps messing up is that man-child is not Jesus either. That's one of God's two end-time prophets. I'm telling you, the next event will be they'll be anointed. For the first half of the 70th week, they're going to take this nation back, and I'm telling you right now, they'll die in Israel. You'll see them, and God's spirit will be in you, and you, oh.
Well, I appreciate your call, so we're flat out of time. Steve Quayle, final comments?
Yeah, join us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Alex will be my guest, 3.210 on shortwave. We're on the internet, stevequayle.com. Listen live. And Alex, again, decide if you want to do 1 hour or two. Thank you for having me on with you tonight. It's, you know, it's just been wonderful.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Steve, and God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
We're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, and rebroadcast throughout the weekend to all our affiliates, all our sponsors, you, the listeners, the great folks running the broadcast, to my webmasters, to my wife, to everybody. Thank you for the great job you do. And truth is stranger than fiction. We're just trying to tell it like it is. And the elite certainly believe the things that Steve was talking about. They're a bunch of nuts. Take care, my friends.